There's a sculpture with a secret message outside CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and it's stumped amateur codebreakers for a quarter century. A software developer from Nashville, Tennessee, has spent the better part of two decades trying to unravel the mystery of cryptos. Tony Youngblood from here, now contributor Nashville Public Radio, has her story.
Ilanka Dunin has a knack for cracking codes. She's so good that codebreaking competitions often disqualify her. One even left her a personal note in the rules sheet.
And at the bottom, it said, give someone else a chance, Ilanka. And so I cracked that one, too. They were a little upset, but yeah, what can you do? It's like, here it is. Here's the solution.
When Dunin sets her mind to something, she's unstoppable. That drive led to jobs as an astronomer, an Air Force spy plane technician, and a trailblazing video game designer. And when it comes to cryptography, you could say she wrote the book, because she did. It's called The Mammoth Book of Secret Codes and Cryptograms. All this, and yet one goal has eluded her for 16 years, ever since she stumbled upon a picture on the CIA's website.
And I see this sculpture, Cryptos, and I'm like, okay, it's one of the most famous unsolved codes in the world. Ha, ha, ha. But it planted a seed in me of, that's interesting.
Cryptos was designed by artist Jim Sanborn in the late 1980s as a commission for CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia.
It's about 12 feet tall. It's about 20 feet long. Imagine a petrified log that has been stood on end.
The log connects to a curved copper sheet. It looks a little like a flag waving in the wind. Hundreds of letters are carved into the sheet so you can see through them. The text reads like gibberish, but it actually contains four secret messages. The first three were solved in the late 1990s. Here's Dunin reciting the solution to part one. It's a single sentence, the meaning of which is a mystery in itself.
Between subtle shading and the absence of light lies the nuance of illusion.
But the fourth message is the great unsolved mystery, and that has become a pop culture phenomenon. Books, movies, conspiracy theories all center on cryptos, like this scene in the TV show Alias.
In fact, as you can see, the sculpture is itself a code, apparently a very good one. To this day, no one has been able to decipher the message.
For Dunin, solving the fourth code became an obsession. She had to see Cryptos in person. In October 2001, she visited her cousin in Washington, D.C., and they took a little side trip to Langley. It didn't go well.
Guards come pouring out, asking, who are you and why are you here? We were saying, you know, like, hey, is there like a public tour day? Can we get an invitation from a congressperson? And no, the guards were very firm.
Dunin was discouraged, but she didn't give up. She started giving talks around the country on steganography. That's the practice of hiding secret messages inside images, videos, and sounds. This was shortly after 9/11, and Al-Qaeda was suspected of using this technique.
So in my talk, I put a couple slides with a picture of the crypto sculpture, and I used it as my example for what a picture looks like if you're hiding something inside of it. And I'd say, boy, I'd love to give this talk at CIA someday.
Several months later, she spoke at DEF CON, the world's largest hacker convention. After her talk, a stranger walked up to the podium.
And they leaned across and they looked me in the eye and they said, I work at Langley. I think I can get you in.
Just 1 year after her first visit, Dunin was back at the imposing gates with the intimidating guards. But this time, instead of turning her away, they waved her through. She walked to the courtyard next to the cafeteria, and there it was.
It was large. It was cold. I was just in this mode of trying to be hyper-observant and seeing everything I possibly could.
Dunin took pictures of Cryptos and made charcoal rubbings of the letters. When she got home, she posted them on her personal website.
Then I started getting messages, emails from all over the world, because now there was like this central Cryptos information repository. It just kind of grew and grew, and I found myself getting invited to different places to speak on Cryptos.
Today, Dunin is known as the Cryptos expert. She leads an online group with thousands of members dedicated to cracking the fourth code, called K4.
People ask me if I have to be the one to solve K4, and I say no. I just want to see it solved. If I can be the person that provides enough information that it becomes solved, that will be very satisfying for me.
Cryptos might never be solved, but if it is, Dunin says she'll breathe a sigh of relief and move on to the next mystery. For Here and Now, I'm Tony Youngblood.